She waited by the lakeshore for the swans to land on the water, for them to make their way to shore, for the feathers to come off and the dance to begin. And then, as the dance reached its zenith, she crept to the willow tree. She hunkered down, she reached for the swan feathers belonging to the young swan. Her fingers closed on something impossibly soft, something that seemed to have a life of its own. And before she could change her mind, she stole the swan's feathers. She took them to a hollow tree, not far from the lakeside, and folded the feathers into the dark space at its heart. And then she went back to the lakeshore to wait, heart pounding for the sun to rise. As the darkness began to soften, and the lake was slowly lit by the soft pinkish glow of the rising sun, the swan women finished their dance. They went down to the lakeshore, as they always did, and pulled on their feathers. Fisher Girl waited. She saw the young swan girl make her way to the willow tree, saw her reach for the feathers that were no longer there, saw her panic and fear begin to grow. For the sun was rising and the swans had to leave. They were all out on the lake now, waiting for their sister, but she couldn't join them. The swan girl cast about in fear and terror, crying out to her sisters, and the water boiled with a frantic flapping of their wings, but as the sun glowed golden on the horizon, they had no choice. With many shrieks of sorrow they took off, their wing beats steadily dissipating as they flew into the rising sun. And the young white-haired girl was left on the lakeshore alone, her tears mingling with the lake water. That was when Fisher Girl came to her. "I'm so sorry your friends left you," she said. The girl started, terrified, and began to back away from Fisher Girl, hissing with fear. Fisher Girl put down her spear and held up her hands. "I won't hurt you. I want to help you." The swan girl stopped her backing and looked at Fisher Girl with big yellow eyes. "I want to be your friend," said Fisher Girl. "I'm lonely too." And so Fisher Girl became the swan girl's friend. She did what she thought a friend would do for another friend. She brought the swan girl food, cooked fish that she had smuggled from her family's fireside, and an animal skin to keep her warm without her feathers. She talked to her, began to teach her how to speak, because the swan girl could make the noises of a swan, but she did not have any of Fisher Girl's words. She came to see her at the lakeshore whenever she could. Swan Girl had woven herself a nest among the reeds by the lakeside, and there she stayed, curled up mournfully. But Fisher Girl came down there to fish and would pull her from her reeds and show her how to use a spear, point out the berries that were good for eating and the mushrooms that were not. And slowly, Swan Girl stopped flinching whenever she saw her and seemed a bit less frightened of her, and Fisher Girl felt sure that they were now proper friends. And her heart was filled with happiness at the thought. And throughout the time when they were friends, the summer days were growing shorter and colder, and autumn was coming. And throughout that time, Fisher Girl knew that soon her family would move to higher ground for the winter, and she wondered if there was a way that she could bring the swan girl with her. If her family group would ever accept a girl who looked so different from them, who hissed when she was scared and only had a few words of their language. One day she slipped away with her spear, on the pretense of looking for fish, to bring a necklace to the lake for the swan girl. Fisher Girl's tread was light that day. She was excited to see her friend. The necklace she'd made from wooden beads, stained with berry juice, and she'd been working on it secretly to give to the girl, feeling that it would bring a smile to her face, because she'd never seen the swan girl smile, not since the night she'd taken her feathers. She was so different now from the joyful girl who had danced in the moonlight with her swan sisters. She came on quiet feet to the lakeshore, hoping to surprise the swan girl in her nest of reeds. But when she reached the bank, she was surprised to find the girl sitting there in plain view. "You can't sit here without me keeping watch," she said. "Someone from my family might see you and they might attack you. Go back to your nest until night falls." But the girl did not move, and Fisher Girl suddenly realized just how pale she was. She did not look like the girl she'd been a few weeks ago when Fisher Girl had taken her feathers. She was sick. Her skin hung loose on her body. Her eyes were hollows in her face. Sadness etched every line of her. And Fisher Girl knew then what a terrible thing she had done.